This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across the country as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special thanks go to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working and helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs here and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, like the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump into the chat room when we're on the air and talk to us, just like other people have been doing tonight. Well, joining me right now, I've got the host of the Underground USA podcast. Been on the program now going on 20 years, and it's Frank Stivato. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got a little bit more news. After I went off the air yesterday, we had the report of a terrorist attack at the Naval Air Station in Corpus Christi, Texas. Now, we have a name for a 20-year-old male. His name is Adam L. Salthy. I'll get it right in a minute because it's spelled differently. But shots were fired at a female Navy security officer who was standing the post. She got hit in her bulletproof vest, got knocked down, but had the wherewithal to roll over and get the crash barrier put up in the air so the car that was trying to crash the gate could not get very far, could not get past that barrier, or it crashed, and then her compadres came to her rescue and shot and killed the guy in the car.
Well, it shows that the entry security at the Navy bases work, you know, and this guy fits the demographic, you know, between 18 and 25. You can't just remove it from the same demographic that they use for suicide bombers over in the Middle East when you're talking about a terrorist organization. They use those demographics all over the world. This guy went on a suicide mission. He wasn't going to make it out. So you have to equate this guy to a suicide bomber. If, in fact, it does prove out that he was connected to a group. But, yeah, it was a great stop by the people, by the Navy personnel in Corpus Christi, Texas, and let's see what happens.
Well, he had a large amount of ammunition in the vehicle. He was planning on doing some serious damage, number one. And number two, right now the authorities are actually looking for what they believe is a second suspect. That's all we know. They're not going to tell us anymore, and even if I knew, I wouldn't say anything. But the fact of the matter is that they are definitely looking at the opportunity that there might be a second person involved.
Yeah, and then normally when you have somebody, if you do have a handler from prison, you know, we have about 19 people on 9/11, at Boston, and they were from a different part of the Islamic world, we saw two. You know, so it wouldn't be out of the question to have two people in this small cell, and we'll have to see as the investigation goes forward. But as you know, we were talking about before I came on, you know, we just got finished expelling, 27, I believe is the number, Saudi students from our training system in the military over here in just in Pensacola. So, you know, this could be reprisals for that. I'm kind of curious to see how the Saudi government actually responds to this, because they've been kind of quiet so far.
Yeah, and we'll just wait and see, because that Saudi second lieutenant who killed the three sailors and wounded eight others before they took him out, that was the Pensacola situation. I believe that was back in January.
Yeah, and we've said it before, you and I have been saying this since 9/11. Saudi Arabia has to be held a little bit more accountable, feel a little bit of pain for what people who emanate from their country or are attached to groups that are formed and harbored in their country, what they do here. They still haven't done a lot of pain for 9/11.
Well, we stopped just automatically taking their word for it that these guys were okay and they were sending them to us and they were properly vetted. Now we're actually doing the vetting.
No, and this goes back to what we said right after the Pensacola shooting. Yes, it's a detente and helping to train your allies with your loose military tactics and techniques. But we don't really need to do that with a military as strong as ours is. And especially when you're talking about a country that, it birthed, as it were, Osama bin Laden and the bin Laden family and his mindset about the West being the evil person and the United States being the devil. So
yeah.
We don't necessarily need to keep bringing them in with open arms saying, let us, you know, yeah, have access to our military bases. Yeah, let us train you how we do this. Bring your pilots over. We'll train them too. I'd be holding them at arm's length for a little bit saying, clear up your stuff.
Yeah. By the way, LJ just sent me something, COVID-19 facts. He says, the virus can travel 6 feet. However, it cannot travel 6 feet one or greater. It can live on all surfaces except anything that comes in the mail from Amazon. It does not live in Target, Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, or any other grocery store. It is only deadly in bars, restaurants, small businesses, hair salons, and especially churches. And it cannot live on your food as long as you get it to go. Thanks, LJ. I appreciate that. All right, Frank, hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. LJ, that was a good one. You done good there. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and to Mr. Mike Gallagher, I hope you're enjoying that nice free pen I gave you yesterday. I gave one of my classic pens that I just had some made, and I'll have to get one to Frank Salvato, my next guest here. But I'll tell you what, if you start up your Memorial Day weekend, I want you to, if you've got any way at all, you can come up here to Newport Richey. You can be with me, the captain at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, because Craig Gross from Patriots Bar and Grill in Tarpon Woods at the Tarpon Woods Golf Club is going to be serving lunch along with me to the first 50 customers who stops by at 12 noon. You get some of that great smoked barbecue from Patriots Bar and Grill up at Moss Nissan at the corner of 19 and 54 Newport Richey. Now, Dave Moss Jr. told me that he wants to take a special good care of our veterans, our military, first responders, too, along with our pastors, church pastors, because if you serve, you save. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. Tell them that I served, I saved. You'll save a ton of money on that newer pre-owned vehicle. And, oh, by the way, before you make any deals, okay, and you sit down to talk, tell them the captain sent you. That's an extra $500 off whatever you're looking at. It's that simple. And, by the way, if you want to get your car serviced, 20%. Off the listed rate, whatever the rate is, 20%. You serve, you save. So I'll see you Saturday at Moss Nissan, State Route 54, U.S. 19, in Newport Richey from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Stop on by, say howdy, howdy. And as always, I'll have some free stuff to give to you. Alrighty, Frank Salvato from Underground USA Podcast is back with us. Hello, hello.
Mr. Captain.
The president took a little trip to Michigan yesterday, and he wore a face mask, which, by the way, I got a picture of the face mask he was wearing when he was in the back there in the factory. And then when he came out front to take the little tour with the press and the cameras and all that sort of stuff, he took the face mask off, and as a result, he got scolded by the Michigan Attorney General, who pretty much said that, well, he's not invited to come back to my state anymore. But just listen to this little crapola here for a minute from her. Unbelievable.
He's in a county right now where over 100 people have died. I am 20 minutes away from him in Wayne County, where we've had over 2,300 people die. This is not a joke. And he's conveying the worst possible message to people who cannot afford to be on the receiving end of terrible misinformation. And it's very, very concerning.
You wrote a letter to the president earlier before his visit, and you said this, among other things. Let me put it up on the screen. Anyone who has potentially been recently exposed, including the president of the United States, has not only a legal responsibility, but also a social and moral responsibility to take reasonable precautions to prevent further spread of the virus. So what message did the president of the United States send to the people of Michigan today, especially the workers there at that Ford plant, with his actions today? Behind the scenes, backstage, he put on a mask. There were no cameras allowed there. But publicly, the whole time, he was without a mask.
I think the message he sent is the same message since he first took office in 2017, which is, I don't care about you. I don't care about your health. I don't care about your safety. I don't care about your welfare. I don't care.
All right, enough for her, because she's absolutely out of line totally. That's the Attorney General. Her name, by the way, is Dana, let's see here, Nessel. And I'm going to say again to the great people of Michigan, you're better than her. You're better than Governor Whitmer. Get the recall going. Recall Whitmer. And while you're at it, recall the Attorney General.
Absolutely. She also called the president a petulant child.
That's right.
In that interview, a complete lack of respect. Who gets within 6 feet of the president of the United States besides Secret Service? Nobody.
That's right.
So knowing that you can't get the coronavirus off of a surface, because CDC just came out with that, It can't be transmitted from surface to it. It has to be from human to human in droplet form.
Yep.
Knowing that, he didn't put anybody in danger. You know who put people in danger? Governor Cuomo, when he sent over 4,500 elderly coronavirus patients to nursing homes, and then they died.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's who put people in danger. This woman, you're right, so completely out of line, such a disrespectful little snot.
Yep.
Yeah. People of Michigan, wake up. The rest of the country is getting back on their feet economically, and there are no spikes. You can't get it once you've been exposed to it. This is the biggest farce that I've ever seen. So, you know, we went through the bird flu. We went through Zika. We went through Ebola. This is nothing. This is a bad flu unless you're one of the vulnerable class. And it's not even as bad when you honestly count the deaths by it. The mortality rate is less than the regular flu.
Yep.
So these two people are trying to keep your state closed for political purposes going into November. Wake up, get rid of the Democrats in Michigan who are allowing this to happen to you, because they're robbing you of your income. They're robbing you of your life right now. You can't socialize. They're robbing you of your freedom.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
And the other thing is, she said the president violated the law by not wearing a mask at all times in Michigan. It's not a law. It's an executive order. And by the way, an executive order, if you ever get a ticket and you're an attorney, you'll find out real quick you can beat that for one simple reason. It's not a law.
Well, that just goes to show that she went to like some kind of bizarre lawyer correspondence school and not a real school for law.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise she wouldn't have shot her mouth off in a political way as she sits in the office of Attorney General.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the Bar Association of Michigan should take issue with that.
Yeah. By the way, our friend Eric in Seminole is saying, go Frank, go. All right. Now, you mentioned Cuomo. You mentioned Cuomo. So let me tell you what Cuomo said yesterday. Instead of assuming responsibility for the actions he took by sending those people to the nursing homes for certain death, he blamed President Trump's CDC.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this guy, and then he joked with his brother on television rather than talk about that.
Yeah.
Rather than talk about the people who died in the nursing homes, because under his directive for sending them to the nursing homes. How he can blame the CDC is beyond me, because the CDC has said, and I'm not saying they got a great track record here, because they don't. They have literally sucked through this whole thing.
Yeah.
But they've said vulnerable are the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
the vulnerable, the people who have pre-existing conditions.
Yep.
You add elderly and pre-existing conditions together, you've got the super vulnerable. And where did he send these patients?
Mm.
To nursing homes.
Yeah, but you can always build up your immunity if you know how to go about doing it and check with your doctor for that information. By the way, Pennsylvania's not out of this either, because the Democratic governor in Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf, said Pennsylvania cannot return to normal without a foolproof vaccine. So get ready, Pennsylvania.
You know, every mayor, every governor who has said that, I'm going to throw in mayors there too,
yeah,
who have said we're not going to open until there's a vaccine, their constituencies are saying, screw you, I'm opening.
Mm-hmm.
Or screw you, I'm going to the beach. And then they end up 3 days later going, I think I'm going to open up the beaches.
Well,
I think I'm going to let people open up their shops. You know, they know they've got no teeth in these things.
California, 1,200-plus churches are going to open Sunday, and they're just going to defy the governor. They said, we are opening.
Yeah, and Newsom, he'll probably try to fine them. He'll probably try to stop it in some way. Like the mayor of Chicago, who sent squad cars to block the fronts of churches. The lawsuits should be flying on this. And then once again, you know, big money guys on the right, mm-hmm. Where are you with funding these lawsuits?
Yeah. And then by the way,
the left would have been throwing lawsuits out left and right here, getting it expedited all the way to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Because their money backers give money to move the cause forward. Big money guys on the right, mm-hmm. Where the hell are you on this to fund these lawsuits?
And then, by the way, one more little barb thrown towards Governor Whitmer in Virginia. In Michigan. She lost again to the 77-year-old barber because the judge ruled his shop can remain open. He's taken all the precautions to do such, and he was there again in Michigan out in the common there where they were protesting. And kudos to him for that.
And, you know, almost every challenge that has gone against, that has been made against these executive orders have been upheld in a court.
Well, I'm not surprised.
So bravo to the barber, and if I was in Michigan, I would drive hours just to go get my bald head rubbed over there. and tip him for it because he's opening. But challenge these people on this. They don't get to stand up there playing little mini Hitlers, decreeing what's going to happen to you, and you can't touch that, and you can't go there, and your business has to remain shut. Mm-hmm. I'm revoking your license just because you didn't follow an executive order that's illegal in the first place. Challenge these people.
Yeah. And finally, we did get Iraq captured the successor to al-Baghdadi. His name is Abdul Nasser Kardash. They captured him and arrested him in Iraq. He's currently sitting in a cell. Let's hope he stays there.
Yeah. Let's hope Iraq doesn't elect a president.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay long, my friend.
All right. Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. And I'll be right back. Talk a little sports with Patrick Hyland, because he is the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback Mondays and Fridays. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A shooting at a Texas Naval Air Station that wounded a sailor and left the gunman dead is being investigated as terrorism-related. The gunman tried to speed through a gate at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in a vehicle and opened fire on security workers. A female sailor, who's a member of the security force at the base, was struck but was able to roll over and hit a switch that raised a barrier, stopping the vehicle from getting onto the base.
All units receiving reports from the Naval Air Station that they have an active shooter on base.
The man got out of the vehicle and was killed in an exchange of gunfire with security personnel. FBI Special Agent Leah Graves said that they are continuing to treat this as terrorism-related.
We may have a potential second related person of interest at large in the community.
The FBI's field office in Houston has taken the lead on the investigation, and neither investigators nor the Navy provided any additional details. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy, Donna Fiducia, who lives up there in Carrollton, Georgia. She's got the Double D Horse Ranch up there with my pal, her husband, Don Nguyen, as well. And I'll tell you what, they're probably listening to me right now, because I know they're out in the barn doing their chores on 1330 WLBB up there. So big shout out to them and everybody in the Carrollton area. Plus, a big hoo-ah out there to everybody that's just down the road a tad bit at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, my conversations with the sports quarterback from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland, brought to you by Two Guys Gun Shows. They're back, and they're better than ever. Now, they'll start up Saturday and Sunday again, May 30th and 31st, at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds down there in Port Charlotte. And Two Guys Gun Shows, of course, will also be up here in Largo on June the 6th, June the 7th. They'll be back at the Minreg Hall in Largo. And you can shop the most modern and up-to-date guns as well as tactical equipment. Also, they've got a large amount of knives there, too. Private collections from other collectors around. And trade-ins are welcome. And you can also meet me, the captain, at Saturday at both of those locations, Port Charlotte on the 30th. And then on the 6th, you'll meet me up here at Minreg Hall in Largo. Now, Two Guys Shows, May 30th and 31st, Port Charlotte, June 6th and 7th. Medreg Hall, Largo. To find out more, go to twoguysshows.com. And always remember, you can go to their gun store, too, Phoenix Ordnance, 49th Street, Pinellas Park, just north of Park Boulevard on the right, next to Enterprise Cars That's Phoenix Ordnance, 49th Street, Pinellas Park, north of Park Boulevard. All right, here he is, the Sports Zone guy himself, Patrick Hyland. Hey, are you going to go watch lacrosse?
I have watched lacrosse. It's a great sport. It's very popular in Northeast. A lot of people don't know this, Captain, but the greatest running back of all time in a lot of people's eyes, Jim Brown, was an excellent lacrosse player.
So was Jim. So was Jim Thorpe.
Correct.
Yep, and Jim Brown and Floyd Little played lacrosse, and let me see, Zonka played lacrosse because that was the alternative during outside of football season for him to keep in shape.
Yep, exactly. Great sport.
And a great quarterback. Everybody remembers from the national championship team in Syracuse 1959 with Ben Schwartzwalder. Dick Easterly played lacrosse too.
Yep, sure did. Yep, and so very, very exciting times for lacrosse. Now, NASCAR, going to be the Coca-Cola 600 captain up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yep, but it's not going to be quite the same because usually they got everybody screaming and yelling and hollering in the stands this time here. There'll be nobody there but the crews. By the way, they had a race midweek at Darlington again.
Yeah, they sure did. Briscoe held off Kyle Busch. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this Sunday. Last Sunday was fine. I didn't mind the race at all. Now, IndyCar canceled Richmond, and so that was interesting. Now, two things. The NBA is looking to start training camps on June 21st and games on July 15th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the return timeline, possibly, so we'll see. The NHL is discussing a 2014 conference-based format. So, I mean, I hope they put something together. I just don't want to see it run into football. I think that'd be too much. We have baseball, basketball, football, and hockey all going at the same time. Yeah.
Well, it's quite possible. It's quite possible we could see that because these guys here, they all want their piece of the pie, and there's only so much to go around.
Now, can you see playing NFL games without fans, period, Captain?
No, because I think what's going to happen is somewhere down the line before, let's say, I won't say September. That's maybe not a good choice. But let's say October, maybe November, I think you'll start seeing them allow some fans back in the stands. It'll probably be a percentage thing. What are you going to do with the Super Bowl? Think about the Super Bowl for a minute. That's the biggest event of the NFL season, and that's coming in February here in Tampa.
Yep. Yes, it is. So that's going to be very interesting. I just hope we can keep curtailing this. When flu season starts back up, we handle it accordingly, and that would be great. Now, Captain, they're really talking serious about changing the onside kick format to 4th and 15. You take the ball at the 25 instead of kicking off. You say, I'm going for it. And if you get to the 40, you keep the ball. If you don't, you turn it over. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I've kind of got used to the onside kick, to be honest with you. And I think this might make it a little bit more exciting because you're constantly playing. You're not slowing down the play any. But then again, it's kind of interesting watching the onside kick when it works.
Yeah, and I think 4th and 15 is a little much also. Here comes up the next question, Captain. How many times out of 10 would you like to see it converted? Or what would be a realistic expectation?
Half the time.
Ooh, half the time.
Half the time.
Yeah. Well, that'd be interesting if it came down to that because that's funny you bring that up because the two-point conversion is at least more in that realm. Mm-hmm. No, onside kicks, you know, they only convert them about 15% of the time, given the year and how it's gone. So, I don't know. I'd like to keep it. I'd like to see 2 out of 10. I think that's more realistic because you shouldn't just get, you know, you score a touchdown and then you got a coin flip to see if you get to keep the ball. Yeah, I don't know if that's...
Well,
the reason I'm saying
half the time, Patrick, is for one simple reason. That gives them something to strive for, knowing that they're only going to do it once or twice.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That was my theory.
I understand. Yeah, you can find a way to convert that half the time, but realistically you're going to do it 20. I got you.
Now, the baseball teams are in camp right now.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Where are we going with that?
They're hoping July 4th, Captain. I mean, I hope so, man. That would be great, you know, to really start it. They're thinking maybe sooner, but that's more a realistic time frame is what they're thinking. That would be pretty cool, you know. God bless America, Independence Day, and back to baseball. The biggest day in baseball besides opening days. July 4th,
the goal July 4th is National Reopening Day. That's what they're calling it.
There you go.
Yep, and there's a whole bunch of us and a whole bunch of conservative groups and Tea Party groups, and even the president himself has talked about the National Day of Reopening, July 4th. By the way, Washington, D.C., the Common, with the fireworks and all that, it could happen.
Oh, you're right, Captain. One other thing, Marvin Lewis says draft incentive plan was effective. It was like having Jim Crow laws. Very interesting point. We talked about this on the Sports Zone with Coach Anthony Lynn. He brought up the fact that doing the right thing or what you think is doing the right thing is sometimes not the right thing or a good thing. It can be wrong. And Marvin Lewis is agreeing. For the people out here who don't know, they were talking about if you hire a minority GM or a minority head coach, you would get a draft pick. And a lot of coaches and people are saying on both sides of the aisle that that's offensive, it's wrong. Get the best man for the job and go for it. So, again, we'll be talking about a lot of things on the Sports Zone this Sunday, Captain, from 11 to 12 on this great station. And, you know, just to let the people know, Captain, because of this COVID-19, they get an extended special election period for their Medicare choices. So if you're not happy with your health plan right now, your Medicare plan, please feel free to give me a call at 813-966-1052, Patrick Highland. I've helped out a lot of people, Matt can tell you. I helped out a gentleman last night with his life insurance. He wasn't getting the best bang for his buck. We were able to move some things and help him out. And also I'm going to help out another individual today with their Medicare. They're not happy with their plan. They're not getting the service. And I'm going to make sure to be a good serviceable agent for them and take care of them. You have nothing to lose by giving me a call at 813-966-1052. Just a second set of eyes to look at your documents to make sure you have the best program for yourself and your family. A lot to gain, and why lose when you can gain, Captain, is what I always say, share with people. Love to have a cup of coffee with you. We can do that now. We'll keep our social distancing and see how we can help you out.
Yeah, Starbucks is open again. How about that?
Absolutely.
But so is Dunkin' Donuts, and I like their coffee better.
Yeah, it's funny. It just depends that you would say that. It just depends what, you know, mood you're in or which one you want to, you know, have. And, you know, obviously, if you're in the mood for a donut, you're going to have Dunkin' Donuts coffee. If you're just in the mood for strong coffee, you're going to go to Starbucks. So it's funny you bring that up, Captain. Man, always a pleasure, Captain. You have a safe and happy weekend. Please check us out on the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 on the station Sunday. And give me a call at 813-966-1052, Patrick Kylan, if I can be of any help. God bless everybody. Take care, Pat.
All right. See you on Monday. And I'll be right back with the final segment here in the beach and boating forecast. Going to be a beautiful day out on the water. Holy cow. I mean, I just took a glance here. What's going on? Man, oh, man, oh, man. Going to be a great weekend. It's a good weekend to be around. Plus, you got the Bay of Boat Parade coming up. Coming up at Clearwater Beach. I'll tell you all about that when we come back.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club with their 213 locations all across America. Okay, well, here we go, because for the Freedom Boat Club, the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, today we're going to be partly sunny with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Now, winds will start out at the southeast. They could go up to about 15 miles an hour. In the afternoon, things will calm down a little bit. We'll have a sea breeze, so if you're over by the water, you'll at least get a little breeze coming at you. Seas today will be, the waves will be about 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is currently 82 degrees, the bay water temperature 81. And we
we had our low tide at 4 a.m., our high tide coming at 11:49 a.m., just before the lunch hour. It's going to be a partly sunny and very warm day today. I can tell you that. The heat factor here in the Tampa area will be up around 100 degrees, but that's good in one respect, the virus, because these warmer temperatures and this bright sunlight, they absolutely kill the virus droplets within a matter of just a minute, two, or three. I mean, that's just an established fact, and for some reason, nobody wants to tell you that, but I did. All right, well, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and the Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, I've been around the Freedom Boat Club since 1989, when my then-wife called me off to the side and said, hey, I think this would be a great idea. Let's go take one of these boats out. And we did. And at that time, they were down in Venice. So we became a seasonal member in Venice, and then my one-week vacation became 2 weeks, became 3 weeks, became a month, so on and so forth. And then we went from there to Marina Jackson, Sarasota, until 2010 when my lovely wife passed away. And, I mean, I had a lot of great fun. We did going out on those different boats and whatnot, and taking friends of ours out, too. But it was a lot of fun. And I know about Freedom Boat, and I know what it can do now, because we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating. That is the ultimate way to get away from everything. Get out in the water. Who cares what's going on? By the way, you load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and you can have a great time in the water with your friends and family, too, as you sun sanitize. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, and many of you have, or if you couldn't get out there with the RV to go cross country, or for that matter, take the car and go up to visit the in-laws or whatever the case might be, and you got a few dollars left over, then why don't you use it to join the Freedom Boat Club? Because right now, you get $1,000 off the initiation fee. You'll get a month free, and it's going on right now. Now, the way to find out more about that is to contact the Freedom Boat Club by calling them at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. You just make the reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, reciprocity, you got it. You got reciprocity down here. You got reciprocity up there. If you belong to the Freedom Boat Club, let's say at Lake Mead in Nevada, then you can come on down here to Florida and use your membership, hop on a boat, and away you go. So it's all good. It's all really good. And remember the website, check it out, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be really glad you did. Now, speaking of boats, one more little thing here. We've got an event going on this weekend, and they're billing it as the Make America Great Again Boat Parade, the Trump Boat Parade. Now, they've got a couple hundred boats involved in this. They're trying to bring it up to even more than that and make it the largest boat parade for Donald Trump ever. So, they're meeting at the Clearwater Beach area. You start up in the Gulf behind the Regatta Beach Club and end at Three Rooker Island at 11 a.m., on Saturday the 23rd. So if you've got a boat or you want to bring one down, put it in the water, that's where you need to be, Clearwater Beach, behind the Regatta Beach Club in Clearwater Beach, and you'll end up at Three Rooker Island. Starts at 11 a.m. And I can't wait to hear about all the different things they got going with the boats. So let me go to the telephone line real quick. Okay, Eric and Seminole, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, we're kind of addressing some of what Frank Salvato was addressing in the previous segments. So we got this stuff. Everybody was talking about. We got this attorney general from Michigan, right? That if I understand it correctly, that is basically trying to mask shame the president of the United States. And if, in my opinion, if people would close their eyes,
it's because it was a law in Michigan, but it was not a law. It never was a law. It's an executive order.
Understood. There's guidelines and recommendations, which basically loosely are defined as advice that should be considered or directions that should be taken under consideration to take it. Those are not like codifications of the Ten Commandments of mask wearing or anything like that. There's almost none of this with very few exceptions that has come down the pike that, are actual enforceable. I don't want to say they're not enforceable because power comes from the use of violence, but the country's talking about the President of the United States wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, yet we have the Communist Chinese Party, the People's Liberation Army, basically locking people up, concentration camps of ethnic and religious minorities in China. Yet we're supposed to sit here and believe that we're going to work things out with the Communist Chinese Party. We're supposed to sit here and, how should I say, mask shame each other because of unverified statistics and information that can go either way. I am not morally responsible for, quote-unquote, my neighbor. So if they want to wear a mask, they wear a mask. If I don't want to wear a mask, I'm not going to wear a mask. Now, there are certain respectful things that people should do in the event of, as I say, you go into a hospice facility or you go into a cancer ward, you know, children's leukemia ward. Oh, absolutely. I'm wearing the spacesuit because they have the right not to be, infected. I'm just going to leave it at that. So we've got all this stuff going on. And now, as I say this, now there are issues that are beginning to come to light as far as vaccinations. Are they going to be mandated? And 50% of the nation is sitting here worried about the powers that be on CNN. And I'm going to call it a work. That interview is an actual work.
You're not old enough to remember the polio vaccine, are you?
No, we had I remember when it first came out.
Well, Jonas Salk and company, I remember getting the polio vaccine, but it wasn't because it was mandated. It was never mandated. It was recommended.
Yes, sir. Now, here's the interesting to bring that up. The polio vaccine, polio was coming out of poor industrial areas in the United States, and there's been studies speculating that polio was actually an industrial poisoning. And that the vaccine was put out by the industrial.
Well, we're running out of time, so wrap it up in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, roger that, sir. I just want to say thanks for taking my call to Super Fox.
All right, well, thank you very much, Eric. And, unfortunately, the clock runs against me here in the last segment. But I do want to remind everybody about my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, this Memorial Day weekend, you might want to dress up the house a little bit. Maybe you got something going on, your blinds, your shades, your shutters, whatever. Now, at Dominic's at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. And they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. So they also offer, unlike the big box stores, installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. So you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all the military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That might get you a trip to the back room and get you that free special pastry that's back there. You never know when they're going to have a cake or something really fancy back there. And tell them the captain sent you, because that might get you in the door, too. Now, a lot of things going on this weekend for those of you that have to leave us, and we'll be back Monday. I'll tell you what, hope you have a great weekend. Now, traditionally, Memorial Day is always the 30th of the month, but they've moved it up so it can be a three-day weekend starting this weekend with Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday being the Memorial Day holiday, the official holiday, but that's not the official date. The official date is the 30th, so I know that gets confusing sometimes, so I hope everybody has a great time. And the national cemeteries are not open to the public, but I've got a friend of mine, George, the Godfather, and if you want to help decorate some of the graves up there in the region up there in Bushnell, they're going to meet at the Bushnell Cemetery at 9 a.m. On Sunday to decorate the graves for Monday. He's got 100 flags, so check them out. Bikers for 45 is the Facebook page. If you got a relative that's buried there, you want a flag on their grave, let them know and get it done. All right, I got to run. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay strong. Stay healthy. See ya.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.